Robin Tell Drake, calling from Albany. Listening to All Things Considered, the announcer was saying Donald Trump has backed down on family separation. He's not backing down. His order, I've read the full text of it, allows for indefinite detention of the kids, yes, with their parents. It moves illegal border crossing from a civil offense to a criminal offense. It moves the families themselves onto military territory at the federal level. It's not a concession. I'm terribly afraid that the Democrats will take it as if it is and accept this.
Charles Stevenson, Amherst, Massachusetts. Jeff Sessions quotes the Bible saying that we have to obey the law because the law is ordained by God. But doesn't it occur to anybody that it could be a bad law ordained by a vengeful God?
Robert Werblin, Niskayuna, New York. I'm very much against the liberal positions of today, at least the majority of them. However, taking children away from parents is completely inappropriate. With that being said, I would like to hear some liberal concept about how to get people to follow the law, namely the law that you can't come here illegally, unless liberals truly, truly believe that they have the right to decide which laws we should follow and which laws do not need to be followed.
Marty Lynch, West Shokan, New York, Roundtable. Yeah, comparing marijuana legalization to casinos is comparing apples to oranges. In terms of poor communities being ravaged by marijuana, air quotes, they're already being ravaged by illegal drug trade and the opioid epidemic, which is caused by the big pharmaceutical industries. But you guys need to get a pro-marijuana voice on there. I'm not saying I am one, which I'm not, but there are a lot of benefits to it, which states like California and Colorado are already experiencing, in addition to tax revenue.